Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And at the end of February, I told you that March was a money month. And with that, you can either be attracting money during this month or you can be repelling it. I mean, that's the case all the time, but you're going to feel it much stronger this month. As I told you, it could be a feast or famine vibe. And so this show is designed to put you in a state of prosperity, to put you in a state where you are attracting money, where you are allowing it in. And I'm going to break it down for you. So it's very easy to know when you are in the energy where money can come to you and when you're in an energy where money is avoiding you. If you're new to this program, please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive and a coach. Check out my website, and while you're there, pay attention to the up-level intuitive coaching package, the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package. That's a new offering that allows you to work with me for 30 days. But in relationship to money, check out Abundance for All. It's a beautiful program designed to help you activate the energy of abundance in your life so attracting money becomes your natural way of being. And that's available for immediate download, 8 hours of content, 10 if you include all the exercises and reading material. And if you haven't joined yet and you're a regular listener to this program, please sign up for my newsletter. I send you 2 intuitive messages a week. Okay, let's talk about, are you attracting or repelling money? So I'm going to go through some scenarios with you. And so you can clearly get a sense of when you're in the state where you're allowing money in and when you're in a state where you are repelling money. Know this, positive energy is always more powerful than negative energy, so don't ever feel like you need to be perfect to activate the energy of financial abundance in your life. But you do want to spend more time doing the things that attract money to you. So let's get started. So attracts money. Appreciating your time, energy, effort, and resources attracts money. Now what repels money? Not valuing your time, energy, effort, and resources. And here's an affirmation to go with this so that you are in the energy of attracting money. I value all I have to give at any time. I value all I have to give at any time. Next, tracks money. Maintaining a balanced flow of giving and receiving. That attracts money. What repels money? Overgiving, undergiving, overreceiving, or let's keep it simple, not tapping into the natural flow of giving and receiving. This is one that I really sat with before I added it to the list because sometimes you don't know when you're overgiving and underreceiving. And in those times, you want to go within and ask yourself, am I balanced in all that I am giving and all that I am willing to receive? I find that people that listen to this program, they struggle most with receiving. And so be willing to be in appreciation for all that comes your way and believe that you're worthy and deserving of all that you desire and open your heart and allow what you want to come in. And a part of being open to receiving is not compromising and going for what you really want instead of settling for less than you desire. So here's an affirmation to help you balance giving and receiving. I am willing to tap into the natural flow of giving and receiving. I am willing to tap into the natural flow of giving and receiving. Next, attracts money. Expecting the best outcome attracts money. What repels money is complaining about what's not working in the present moment. I've said this many times to you over the last few weeks, that your present moment has already been decided. You created your present moment based on energy that you put out in the past. But with that being said, the way in which you create a different future is by what you do in the present moment. So if you're spending time complaining, what are you going to get? Circumstances, scenarios, people that trigger more complaining. So decide now that you just expect the best possible outcome no matter what, and you stop complaining in all ways, shapes, and forms. And I know it's easy to get into that where you're just like, you're frustrated, and I get it. And look at that frustration and ask yourself, what does this frustration want me to know? What does that want me to know? Where do I need to focus my energy? And here's an affirmation to help you out with that. I only give my attention to what I truly desire because I expect it to be manifested. I only give my attention to what I truly desire because I expect it to be manifested. Next, what attracts money? Doing your best no matter what. What repels money? Doing very little because you don't want to get your hopes up. Or, here's another, I'm going to just add this in the moment. Doing because you want to just receive, right? And so you have to, it's this centered energy within you from which you do. And you do it because you want to. You do it because it feels right to you. You do it because you know that in putting this energy out in this way, that of course it has to come back. And you don't have to think about, okay, I'm doing this thing so I can get this thing, right? So here's an affirmation to go along with it. I am all in because I know life always works out for me at the perfect time and in the perfect way. I am all in because I know life always works out for me at the perfect time and in the perfect way. Next, what attracts money? Celebrating other people's success and prosperity. What repels money is putting others down for their success and prosperity. This is born out of the, oh, rich people are bad, or look at them, they have so much, or they're so privileged. I know there's a lot of, I don't really follow the royals, but I did. My mom was watching, you know, Harry and Meghan, the Oprah interview, and so I tuned in. And some of the bits I heard afterwards was like, oh, they're complaining and they're so prosperous. And, you know, we don't know other people's experiences. We don't know other people's lives. We don't know other people's constitution. And the truth is, some people came into this lifetime at a higher prosperity set point. It doesn't mean that set point's not available to you. It's just some people came in at a higher prosperity point. You waste your precious energy, your time here on this planet, by putting other people down. So I say, just focus on your stuff. Just focus completely on your stuff and know this. This is the affirmation to go along with it. There is more than enough success and prosperity for everyone, and that includes me. There is more than enough success and prosperity for everyone, and that includes me. Next, what attracts money? Talking to yourself like you know your success is inevitable. What repels money? Talking to yourself like your success might not happen. Have you done that before where you're just like, it might not happen. I'm going to go for it, but it could go, right? So talk to yourself like you know your success is inevitable. Here's the affirmation. I believe fully and completely in my success. I know it will happen. Next, what attracts money? Embracing a challenge. When a challenge comes up, you embrace it. What repels money? Running away from a challenge. And then I have a coaching note here when I was putting the notes together. You can't escape a challenge. And this one, friends, I know to be true. You cannot escape a challenge. You can't run away from it because this is what will happen. It will continue to repeat until you overcome it. It'll be like Groundhog's Day in your life until you decide, I'm going to face this challenge, I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to make it work. So So here's the affirmation. A challenge is an opportunity to fulfill my desire. I am willing to learn the lesson. A challenge is an opportunity to fulfill my desire. I am willing to learn the lesson. Next, what attracts money? And this is one that came up in Abundance for All as I was doing research on it, on that program and preparing for that program. What attracts money is feeling calmed and relaxed about money. What repels money is feeling needy or stressed about money. And it feels so, in our society, it feels so natural to be in a state of stress and neediness around money, but that isn't our natural state. So choose, you're going to have to choose, and for some, you're going to have to reprogram yourself and really work at it to start to feel calm and relaxed about money, no matter how much money is in your bank account. In Abundance for All, I called it, money loves a cool cat, and it truly does, and since that program and putting those notes together for that program and researching that program, the theme I've consistently heard about money is I'm always researching money and abundance and prosperity. Is that's consistently what I hear is money loves a cool cat. So be willing to be a cool cat. And here's the affirmation to go along with it. I know there is more than enough money to fulfill my desire, and I am open to receiving. I know there is more than enough money to fulfill my desire, and I am open to receiving. Do you see how that in itself can calm you down? Let it calm you down. Let yourself truly embrace the reality that there is more than enough, and all your needs will be met, and you are open to receiving them, to receiving money. Okay, next, what attracts money? Befriending money. Making it your friend, making your finances your friend. What repels money? Making money or your bills your enemy. So here's the affirmation. I have a harmonious relationship with my finances. Money loves me and I love money. Next, what attracts money? Allowing yourself to have all you truly desire. Allowing yourself to have. What repels money is thinking you don't deserve it because it's too big or it's outside of your current way of being. Here's the truth, and this is the affirmation. The fact that you desire it means that it is possible for you. So here's the affirmation. I'll repeat it. The fact that I desire it means that it's possible for me, and I am now willing to receive. The fact that I desire it means that it's possible for me, and I am now willing to receive. And that is the start to the things that attract and repel money. There's more. Trusting your intuition attracts money. Seeing yourself as the source of your abundance. Believing in abundance, seeing yourself as confident, whole, complete, loving yourself attracts money, having clear intentions attracts money, following your joy attracts money, surrounding yourself with things that make you feel good attracts money, expressing your gratitude attracts money, trusting that abundance is real and allowing it into your life attracts money. Looking for a solution instead of the problem attracts money. You are really in control of your financial game if you allow yourself to believe it. If you think that it's based on something outside of you, then you're always going to feel a bit behind the curve, even if you are putting your whole heart into going for it. So I just want you to start the process of trusting that money is on your side and that Spirit's going to support you every step of the way. Money is on your side and Spirit's going to support you every step of the way. And try to the best of your ability to have a loving, healthy relationship with your finances. And that's going to look different for every person, but just trust yourself. And you might need to get in there and let go of some stories. Most of you are going to have to let go of some weird stories you have around money. And believe me, I have them too. And I've been working on my relationship with money for a very long time. And I still see some janky stories come up that I'm like, really? I'm still telling myself that? And it just means I need to sit down, get clear about what that story is, be willing to release that story, and then create a new one. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Thank you for listening to this program. If you are ready to expand your perspective on abundance, please consider my program, Abundance for All, available for immediate download. 8 sermons, lots of juicy content to help you navigate shifting your mindset and reprogramming yourself around money and wealth and all that's possible for you. And if you're looking for a coach, please consider my services. The up-level intuitive coaching package is very, very popular this year, as well as I've just added a new service that allows you to work with me for 30 days, the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Again, I am so grateful that you listen to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care of yourself.